And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes from Home Depot, who seems to be ending their partnership with the Human Rights Campaign. The company invested millions into a welcoming schools program, which taught gender theory to kids as young as kindergarten by using crayons to explore gender identity. But they figured out that selling lumber doesn't require teaching five-year-olds about gender fluidity. I guess better late than never. And in campaign news, Catholic Vote is launching a $250,000 ad campaign in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan that targets Vice President Kamala Harris over her support for transgender surgeries on kids. These ads reveal shocking numbers of elective breast removals and hysterectomies performed on girls in these states. Now to New Jersey, where parents are suing their local school district. Why? The school district banned the parents from school grounds after they wore pink wristbands with XX written on them as a way to protest a transgender player on a girls' soccer team. The school claimed this silent protest violated their code of conduct. You remember back in the day, I don't know, like 5 years ago, when the craziest thing that would have gotten you kicked out of a soccer game was using your hands? Now to Florida, where a new Charlotte Lozier Institute report that shows over 95% of abortions are done for elective reasons, with less than 5% due to health risks, rape, or incest. In states like Florida, over 71% of 84,052 reported abortions in 2023 were listed as elective. Yeah, the rare and safe, legal and rare, went out the window a long time ago. Speaking of misplaced priorities, FEMA's Director of Education and Training, Riley Hurst, seems a little bit more concerned about misgendering migrants than actually helping people in disasters. In a virtual roundtable, she expressed worry that faith-based shelters might not use preferred pronouns during emergencies. In this administration, proper pronouns are entirely more important than proper shelter. And finally, we end with some uplifting and encouraging news. Hundreds of people in Rutherford County, North Carolina, were baptized in a lake following the devastation of Hurricane Helene. This mass baptism had been planned since August, and it took place in an area described as looking like an atomic bomb had gone off. With entire towns slammed by this historic flooding and emergency crews still searching for missing people, these folks made a public profession of their faith. And if this doesn't remind you of Romans 8:28, even in the darkest of times, God is working. He's working all things together for our good and His glory. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, make sure you download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.